Hello, Harry. It's Harry Styles.
Okay. Well, if that didn't give you enough of a clue as to what we were talking about today, we are discussing our rankings of Harry Styles' new album.
Yes, Harold's House. And I, like, it's forever changing. I literally woke up this morning and I wrote these down last night and I was like, yes, that's solid. I woke up this morning and I'm like, nah, I gotta change this around. And there still are a few songs where I'm like confused about the placing, but otherwise, like, my tops and bottoms are solid.
I have been working on this for like 3 days.
Okay.
And like, I've been listening to it, and right, like every listen through, I'm like, that's changing. I gotta move this.
Yes, there are things that are growing on me. And I will say, there was, I don't want to speak for you, but there was only one song on this album that I will skip.
Me too, but it might be different than yours.
Okay, T.
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah. There's only one song on the album that I will skip, and
there's
a song on this album that probably will be getting a tattoo. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I had, like, other things to say, but I'm blanking. Okay. Here, I feel like people get, like, so territorial when it comes to music.
Right. So, let's just put this out there. I think his album as a whole was really, really solid. I think these songs, just because one of them is last, doesn't necessarily
it's
mean...
Bad. It's no, bad. It's not,
the whole album is so good. So...
Yeah. And I will say, like, I'm so excited to do this because when Olivia Rodrigo released her Sour album, that was... And, like, when I listened to Ben Platt's albums, that was the first time that I, like, genuinely felt a connection to, like, music.
Oh, see. And, like... I've been done that, girl.
I've never cried at a song.
Oh, I've cried to songs numerous times.
No, I know. I had never cried at a song until I listened to one of these songs. And,
really?
Like, then listened back to Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh, see, I saw every song. Every song has the potential to make me cry. I saw a TikTok of someone singing Don't Stop Believing and I was crying.
Well...
So...
Last weekend... Was it last weekend? No, 2 weeks ago... Katie and I were watching Glee clips, yes. And yeah. We, like, just sobbed.
We have some good news to our podcast listeners. As of June 1st, Glee will be on Disney Plus.
It absolutely will be.
So, I feel like we should make an episode to, like, watch through and then have, like, we could do multiple episodes.
Yeah.
Just have, like, a watch-through
some discourse.
Yeah.
Love that for us.
So,
that's
we're very
so fun.
Excited.
Yeah. And I'm lazy, so I haven't made an Instagram yet, but... If I do, maybe it's there.
Comment what episode you want to watch.
I'll put up a poll or something if you care, but if not, that's fine. So the way I suggested of doing this is instead of going, like, through our rankings, we're going to go in order of the track list.
So, yeah, and then we'll...
And then we'll say where they fall on our list, and then maybe, like, through discussion and discourse at the end...
A re-ranking?
We can do a re-ranking, you know,
okay.
Final positionings.
See, I think we need to first outline, I definitely have some bias. I have three experiences that are gonna put songs in different places. I think that's just how opinions work.
Of course.
But, so, my justification for some of these, you're gonna be like, that's dumb. However...
No, I don't think so. Art is what is
subjective?
It's subjective.
There you go.
Interpretative in many ways.
Yes.
So like I haven't ever been in a relationship, so some of these songs are not pertinent to me.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Katie just made a face at me.
I also just have some overall comments about the album.
Yes, I have quotes I've picked out.
I have some lyrics, yes.
I have some strong feelings about certain songs. I believe Harry Styles deserves jail time for some of these lyrics.
The emotional drama.
Yeah, he deserves reparations.
I noticed some of his music, definitely I can see where he got his influences from. And so I have some songs that I think sound like other songs.
Also, there are songs on this album that sound like they belong on a One Direction album.
100%.
Like on 4 or Midnight or Made in the AM, like I'm like, I can hear the harmonizing voice, like,
yeah,
it's crazy. And the nostalgia I felt was unreal. And that is why tears happened.
Also, yeah, I won't get into it because I don't want to give anything away.
Okay.
But...
Should we start? Oh my gosh. What? Also, Katie and I did not tell each other anything.
We have not talked about this album since it came out.
Since I was like, you need to listen to this album.
Because we wanted to if you will, we might have a fight over...
Not a fight, an argument.
Kind of like, you know, our
just
guys,
petty.
Joe and Sal. It's fine.
Right, yeah. Also, I am not... I love music, but I am not musically educated.
Oh, see, some of my rankings are because of certain musical
styles. Right, and
stylings.
That's why I said that. Yeah. Like, I know songs, I don't know the artist, and I don't care to. So sorry. Like,
okay. See, okay, fun little story time. I, like, love collecting vinyl. I'm obsessed with it. I have a record player. And so I wanted to share some joy with Delaney this weekend. So,
I captured your joy.
You did. But so we went to this vinyl store that I love. And I was perusing. I was like, ooh, Delaney has the gall, the audacity to look. And she's like, who's Tom Petty?
I don't think that's a crime.
I just can't even wrap my head around that you don't know who Tom Petty is.
In the words of Harold, just stop your crying. It's the sign of the times.
But also, we should do this as like a podcast episode where I make you a playlist to make you more musically educated.
Sure.
About older music, and then you can do a review.
Right.
Because I'm a little appalled that most of your old music taste, where you know like older artists, is because of Glee.
Yeah, and that's fine. I agree. Well, it's fine. My parents aren't like...
I wouldn't say neither. I mean, kind of, but like...
Your
I just,
dad
like,
likes vinyl.
Well, that was because that's all they had.
Fair enough.
Yeah. But I just like older music. I think I connect with a lot of it. But not to say I don't connect with newer music, because obviously I do. I think people should not subject themselves to one area of music, one genre. I think it's important to have a taste, like... of everything to give you a holistic perspective.
I don't think my music taste, like, in if I look inwards, I don't think my music taste is horrendous, but whenever people ask me for music, like, what I listen for music, I'm like, it's bad, you're not gonna like it, because it's literally show tunes, Ben Platt, Harry Styles, like, that type of energy.
That, but I also do appreciate the older artists. We should have a controversial music opinions episode.
I don't have any, though, like...
Not knowing who John Lennon is kind of controversial.
Yeah, but that...
Who's Owen Wilson?
That's just me. Okay, we're not gonna... John Lennon looks like Owen Wilson, and nobody's gonna argue with me about that. Thank you. All right.
Okay, should we start?
I think so. Okay. So
right, this is Katie and Delaney's official track listing of
ranking,
Harry's House.
Right. And then at the end, we'll culminate and do final ranks.
Yes.
Here we go. So the first song in the album is Music for a Sushi Restaurant.
Okay, where did you place this on your list?
Should we say it at the same time?
No, because our listeners would be
right. I did six.
Six? Okay, what's your reasoning? And then I'll go over mine.
Honestly, the reasoning is, like, I love it. And, like, the little whispers in it give... make me blush, but in the same, like, honestly, it's number six just because of the strength of the songs above it.
Okay.
Is it really low for you?
I placed this song my number three.
Okay.
I made some comments. So my first comment is, I love that it's like an ant farm collage.
Come on, ant farm.
Yes. Also, I think it has a really strong bass line, which I love in a song. Like, I love a driving force of a bass line.
See, this is what Katie's gonna say, and I'll be like, it just made my ears feel good. Or, like, I feel like he's flirting with me.
The arrangement is very good. It gives me, it reminds me of my middle school music taste, and maybe that's why I like it, because it's giving me very much Walk the Moon vibes. Very much Walk the Moon
Oh my
vibes.
God, you're so right.
Yes, and
I'm so glad we're having this conversation.
It reminds me of a song by a band I love called The Maine, and the song is Am I Pretty? And there's, like, a part when he's, like, doing his little talk breakdown that reminds me of an aspect of that song, which I really liked. And... I also just really like the scooby dooby doop doop.
And my favorite part of this is it goes, just a little taste, in every kind of way.
That's what the part
just
that reminds me of the
Just a little taste. Main. You know I love you, babe. And then, the little screams put out through this album.
Yes,
like,
it reminds me
visceral
of
screams. I love them.
Yeah.
Also, he mentions green eyes, and I have green eyes, so whatever, it's fine.
Hear it about you, Delaney.
Thank you. I was Josh Safdie's music in Anka Jams.
Anka Jams.
Anka Jams. In Harry's house.
Harry's house.
All right.
So, yeah, very much.
That's, okay, T. That's my so they were kind of close, but yeah. Okay. second one in the album is Late Night Talking, and I feel like we'll have a similar rank.
Okay, where did you put it?
4.
Me too! Okay, mine is 4.
Okay. Yeah. Let me look up the lyrics to see if there was anything notable, because...
Should I go over my comments?
Please do, yes.
So, I said overall it's really solid. It fits my usual music vibe, just kind of like a steady kind of rhythm throughout, kind of, low-key movement. It's mm-hmm. not like there's not a big build-up, it's kind of steady, which is usually my vibe. It's a good time. I said it was a good time. It did get points off because when I was listening to this album, my mom said this song sounded like a Bruno Mars song. So, points off there.
Not Mr. Mars.
I know. It was like, okay, you ruined that song for me. So, but not enough to, for me to place it in the bottom half. So, yeah, it's a steady number 4 for me.
Okay, yes, yeah. There's no notable lyrics where I was like, oh my god, Harry Styles just said that, because there are some to come.
Yes.
Where I was like, oh, I just missed that.
Yeah.
And my childhood is now not ruined, yet enhanced.
Enhanced. It's the marks your phase into adulthood.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm growing up with Sir Harriet. Okay, next on the track list. This is gonna bring some controversial opinion.
Okay, I'm ready.
Grape Juice?
Okay, alright, okay.
Where did you place it?
I put it as number 6. Every time I listen to the song, it grows on me more and more. I really love that. And the piano part of this song, I think, really just enhances it. It brings it together. I think it was a great addition. 10 out of 10, song to drive to.
Right, and here's where I'm, like, conflicted with this song, because... I had a really hard time, and I think if we were to rank any album, like, I had a really hard time placing As It Was, because,
it was
we already heard it.
Yeah.
And Grape Juice is number 11 for me.
11!
I love it, but, like, I listened to it yesterday, and I'm like, oh my god, like,
good.
This is a vibe, like, this is a summer song.
Yes, very much.
And, like,
a song about wine.
There are, right. There are 3 categories that I was thinking about. I was thinking about a running song, a workout song.
Okay.
I was thinking about driving songs and summer songs, since it was released in May.
Yes.
One of my friends said that they literally gave the album a 6.5 out of 10.
Really?
And I said...
I would give it a 7.5, because I have albums that I, like, genuinely
cannot
live without.
Fair enough.
So...
Fair enough.
It's not an album I couldn't live without. I mean, it's a good time... Great summer album, what you need right now, but I wouldn't say anything about it.
They didn't think it was a summer album. They were like, it's a depressed seasonal album, and a seasonal depression album, and I was like...
Oh, see, no, I have albums for that.
Right?
This
yeah.
This is not it.
I was like, there's, like, too many happy feelings arising.
Very much. You can have a good, I think, there's a difference between, I think... topics. A lot of the topics you discuss are, like, hard topics, but the vibe of the album is overall happy.
Yeah.
The sound, the tone, I should say.
Okay, so, wow, that's a different, that's a vast
okay.
difference.
So
whoa, so there's, for sure, because I placed that at 11 and you placed that at 6, there will be a shocking reveal.
Oh, of course.
At some point.
Yes.
If we I feel like the song we think is number 1 is very different.
Probably.
Okay. Next one is As It Was.
Okay.
I think we're going to have the same rank for this one. Mm-hmm. Maybe not after that last reveal. I put it at 7.
I put it at 8.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I said it was, it's a classic. TikTok has made me a little bit tired of it.
I know. It's the chorus.
It's super solid overall.
Yeah. Some of these, like, I wanted to do this earlier than later because TikTok would influence my...
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
There's some, like, lyrics I'm like, that would make a good TikTok song.
Right? Yeah. And just, like, the... When you're running on the treble and it's like, go home, get ahead, 5-speed. I'm like, oh, yes.
I don't want to
talk about the way that it was.
Leave
him. Kitty, we sound so similar, we're going to get copyrighted.
Of course. How good.
Okay. So, 8 for you, 7 for me. Got it.
Okay.
Daylight.
Okay.
There are some lyrics in this song that...
Yeah.
Okay, where did you place it?
This was a 7 for me. I really like that I'm on the roof. I think that would make a really good TikTok sound.
This is one where I was having a really hard time, and I had to just compare
it. Overall, I think it's super good. Catchy. Highly recommend to listen to headphones with headphones because it's a better experience.
All of these are better experiences with headphones in the car.
Nuances, I think you don't pick up on unless you're listening to it.
It's like when people wouldn't catch Olivia Rodrigo saying "I love you" in Deja Vu. I was like, you need to listen to that in the car or with headphones. You're not gonna catch it.
Right.
Did I say where I placed it?
No.
10.
10. Okay.
I know. It's... Hold on. Let me look this up because there are some lyrics, babes.
I really liked Daylight. I think it was super solid.
I love, like... Dip you in honey so I can be sticking to you. I love that. Is this the one where they talk about...
The birds?
The ocean?
Oh.
Hey, queen. The dog just knocked on the door. What's the one where they talk about the ocean?
I don't know. We'll see.
There's a line. I don't know if you've heard it, but there's a line where they talk about, like, he goes, like, side boob choking her with ocean view.
Keep driving. I'm pretty sure it's keep driving. Or maybe it's a little freak. I don't know.
It is not Little Freak.
Okay, then I guess it's keep driving. We'll see.
Okay, next one is Little Freak.
Okay, this might be controversial, because I think you might have placed this higher than I did.
Oh, it was 13 for me.
Oh, it was 10 for me.
Then what's 13?
We'll see.
Yeah, Little Freak is going to be a 13 for me, babes.
Yeah, I said that, what can I say about this song? It has a strong bass line and good use of acoustic guitar, ? I really like the line, you never saw my birthmark. I think that's, like, eerily sad. I was like, oh, poor Harry.
He's not getting it.
Well, I just think it's, like, I don't know.
I have too many.
It was okay. It was okay.
Let me look at the lyrics. It's good. I mean, I'm gonna listen to it, but in the same, like, I would skip it. Okay, I think we're gonna...
I wouldn't skip it. I think I'd let it play.
So you're saying there's a song on here that you would skip that isn't Little Freak?
Yes.
Okay. I think I know what it is, but...
Do you?
I think it's Boyfriend.
We'll see.
Okay. Next one, and this is gonna break my heart if it... Okay. Matilda.
Where did you put this?
I want you to say it first.
I think I know where you put this one.
Where did you rank it?
I put this as my number 5. I'm sorry, I said I don't have enough childhood trauma for this song, but the lyrics did hit close to home. I do really like the essence of the acoustic guitar, because that's like my bread and butter. I love a good acoustic guitar. Mm-hmm. I really like the lyrics, nothing about the way you were treated ever seemed especially alarming till now. I was like,
that is when me? I cried. That is when I cried.
Yeah, I was like, that, yes.
This was number 1 for me.
I thought so. It kind of gives me Hope You're Okay vibes from Sour.
No, it gives me... It is on the same platform as Grow As We Go by Ben Platt. Okay. You know what? It's okay. Disagree to disagree. When I first saw that the album was out, I was like, okay, I'll give it a listen. I honestly never really listened to Harry's music prior to, except One Direction, which...
Right, me too.
I was horrendously obsessed with.
Right.
And Matilda was, like, my favorite movie growing up. Mm-hmm. Like, watched it all the time. And the lyrics... Hold on. I need to Google because I want to get it right. Life lately has been kind of horrendous.
This song comes at a good place in our lives. I think we're, like, in that transitional period of, like, we're not kids, but we're also not really adults.
Right. And I don't have...
So, I really like, kind of, like, the feeling that... You should be unapologetic about having that, like, aspect where you are growing up and maturing. I think I really liked that aspect of it all, but...
What I want, like, I could see myself getting a tattoo inspired by, you don't have to be sorry for leaving and growing up.
Yeah.
I love that line.
That is a really
cool Because I
line.
Feel like we... And, like, last year was our first year in college, and it's like... I think my parents were expecting me to be so, like, dependent still, and I just wasn't. And there was a sense of guilt that nobody really made me feel, but, like, I felt that I'm like, I'm not calling every day, I'm not mm-hmm. messaging every day, and it's mm-hmm. like, nah, I don't have to feel guilty about that.
Right.
Like,
right.
It's like I'm an adult now. Mm-hmm. And then the other one that literally just, like, pierced my soul, where is it? It's something about feeling dead inside.
Oh, yeah.
Where is it? Ugh, I can't find it. You can let it go. Anyways, any other comments? Oh, but I know that you feel, Matilda, you talk of the pain like it's all alright, but I know that you feel like a piece of you is dead inside.
That hits close.
Literally this whole verse, like, you showed me a power that is strong enough to bring sun to the darkest days.
Yeah, yeah. I love the overall feel of it. However, I love a good sad song. Like, most of my favorite songs are, like, kind of depresso. But I think I rank songs higher than this just because they make me feel, like, super, like, you know, summery and happy.
No, I love that.
So I was like, at this time in my life, I think I would rank this higher. However, get back to me in 6 months and then...
Exactly, exactly. This is, like... There's also a part where it's, like, he talks about, like, putting your hair up. And when I heard that, I was like, my hair is always up. It literally is, like, a very loose connection, but mm-hmm. I was crying nonetheless. Anyways.
I did not cry to any of this album. I'm going to okay. be completely honest.
Well, I've been crying a lot lately, and I'm not a crier, so maybe that's why. Mm. All right. Number 8 on the track list is Cinema.
Okay.
Some of these lyrics, Pips.
Where did you put this?
8.
I put this as 11.
Oh, God.
It's okay.
Don't 11?
It gives me, so you called me yesterday, and I was actually in the middle of trying to figure out what this song sounded like to me.
Right.
It is giving me very much Cool by Troye Sivan vibes. Like, the phrasing, his lyrical phrasing is very much that song. I'll play it for you.
Okay.
But yeah, the whole album really reminds me of Blue Neighborhood, which was, like, literally my
essential
album of my 9th grade experience.
Yeah.
Like, I was obsessed listening to the album all the time. I think I have a more emotional connection with that album than this one, but maybe that's just because there hasn't been enough time for it to, like, sit yet, you know?
Right, and freshman year of high school was horrendous.
There's that, so...
Yeah,
but it's giving me very much Cool by Troye Sivan vibes. And I don't know, I love that song, but Cinema, there was a lyric I want to discuss, but...
The You Pop When We Get Into
yes!
It? I
that's
said...
It.
What's... who's popping and why, babe? You Pop When We Get...
yes. Yeah, I was like, Harry...
I screamed. That is comparable to, like... choking her with, like, the view of the ocean or something, which I still don't know what song that's from, and I'm so sorry. Sorry to this man. Hold on, let me Google choking ocean Harry Styles.
20, you're gonna get very different.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
Not Harry Styles singing Side Boob. Choke her with the sea view.
Is it in Keep Driving?
It must be. Choke her with the sea view, most popular Twitter. Okay, it's not. Cocaine, sad. Okay. I don't know what song this is from.
I would also just like to apologize to John Mayer because he was featured on this song and I love John Mayer. However, I ranked this song as my 11th. He was featured on two
Daydreaming?
Songs. He was featured on two songs.
Oh, okay, we're still talking about Cinema.
Yes,
got it.
Yeah.
What? song. Oh my God, can I type? Okay, what's the next song in the track list?
That's a good question. I don't have it pulled up.
It's Daydreaming.
Is it?
Yeah. I think we're going to have similar rankings for this.
Okay, probably not, but okay. What did you put it?
3.
It's my number one.
Oh my God, I'm so happy.
It's my number
That one. Makes me so happy.
All I wrote was John Mayer, Need I Say More.
Right, well, it's just because of John Mayer, but whatever.
I absolutely love this song. I think it's incredible. I love the vibe. I love the feel. I love the guitar breakdown. It's incredible.
The scream at the end.
It's a number one.
Visceral. Daydreaming and another song coming up are, like, battling for the number two spot.
Mm-hmm.
But the other one won me over this morning.
Okay.
Next is Keep Driving.
Okay, where did you place this song?
Just Keep Driving, rather? Or is it Keep Driving?
It's Just Keep Driving.
Are you saying...
It's Keep Driving.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I don't know. No, I'm getting conflicting feelings. But I'm gonna stand my ground and I put it at number 9.
I put this song as number 12.
You're saying Boyfriends is above Keep Driving?
We'll see. I said okay. The second part of this album simply does not hit as hard. Not a huge fan. Doesn't stand out to me.
Okay, we're being critical now. That's fine. No, that's the point. That's crazy to me. I love that. Just keep driving. It's like, it's a good driving song. Do you not... Do you think the song meant for driving on this album is not a good driving song?
I just... If it came on, it came on. But I would not actively search this song out.
Okay. Okay. That's respectable. I still can't find this freaking song, the line. But it's fine. We'll figure it out by the end. Are you right? Is it Keep Driving?
I'm pretty sure it is. I'm like 80%
cocaine,
sure.
Cocaine, side boot, chug it out, an ocean view, da-da-da-da-da-da. Just keep driving. Yeah, that makes sense to me.
I just look... Delaney, all you had to do was look up Keep Driving lyrics. And it's right there.
I'm too lazy to read all of them.
Okay,
ready?
Okay. It took me 2 seconds, and you've been searching for it for...
I think we're going to have the same views on this one. Next one is Satellite.
That's my number two.
Yes, that is my number two as well.
Yeah.
It is the... You know what? You know the... You know You and I by One Direction, obviously. You know in the end when the beat frickin' drops? It's like that anticipation, like they're edging you the entire time. Mm-hmm. And then that frickin' beat drops and it just hits so good in the car. I can't explain it. Or on the... It's so good. I love that song. I love that song.
This song has an amazing buildup and hits hard during the breakdown.
It's incredible.
The breakdown is incredible. When they bring in the drums and they're like, oh, it's good. It's good. It's good.
It's like, oh my gosh. Yeah. I can see why, I had a problem. I was like, okay, I'm ranking Matilda number one simply for the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
Because, so smart, like, genius, whatever. But, like, musically, Satellite and Daydreaming are number one. Like, mm-hmm. It's insane. Mm-hmm. It's insane!
Yeah, I think most of my rankings were purely arrangement-based.
Yeah, and that makes sense for you.
So, I'm very much of, like, how does this song sound? Like, what are they doing? How are they utilizing certain instruments for me?
So, maybe this is why Boyfriend
is... tone. And, like, I'm very much a tone person. I'm like, okay, what are they doing with the instruments? Like, how are they making it sound? What chords are they using? So, that's where I come from.
Then, Matt, that's maybe why Boyfriends is a higher rank for you. Because...
We're gonna get to that, because I have many controversial opinions on that song.
Oh, okay, T, because that's the next song. Boyfriends is 12.
I put this as 9.
Okay.
I liked the sentiment. However, when I first heard the song, we were in the car together, and I'm like, that sounds like a Fleetwood Mac song.
Okay.
Did I not say that?
Sure.
However, after listening to this album a couple more times, I realized, no, not only does that sound like a Fleetwood Mac song, that sounds like my guy Simon and Garfunkel. And then I'm like, wait, this really sounds like a Simon and Garfunkel song. And I did a little research. The riff in the Boyfriend song, right?
Mm-hmm.
The exact same riff in a Simon and Garfunkel song. Like, the exact same riff in I'm a Rock.
Huh.
It's the exact same riff. I'll play it for you, but it's, like, the same thing. And I'm like, Harry, you did not credit my guy Paul Simon.
Well,
so,
this may be a controversial opinion to say, but, like, nothing is original anymore.
But, like, even the timing and the cadence of it all is the exact same. It's not, like, the same, like, melody, because I get that, and it's not the same chords. It's, like, the exact same riff, because I get a variation of riffs. That happens all the time, and I'm all for sampling. I think sampling is a huge part of music, and if you do it right, it's incredible, but this was the exact same riff.
Interesting. Yeah, I just didn't connect to any of the lyrics.
Yeah, there's that.
All right, and the last one, Love of My Life.
That's my number 13.
Are you kidding me?
That's my number 13.
This is a number solid 5. Like, this is the top half of the album for me. Like, this is 5.
I said, you're last on the album, you're last overall.
I love this song, and I love the line, like, all your creases and your ends. Like, I love that.
Made me feel single.
Okay. We can. We can be single and happy for others.
Well, number 13.
Okay, I don't feel any feeling to change any of my rankings after our conversation.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I feel solid.
I did have some overall things. I noticed he mentions roofs a lot, like sitting on roofs.
Yeah.
And I said, this reminds me of our guy Harden, who sits on roofs constantly.
Oh my god.
And after was a Harry Styles fanfiction. So did she predict this album? I think she did.
2 out of 3 of our podcasts thus far have been about, last one was kind of vaguely about Harry Styles, yeah. But, okay, should we go through and say the list, like, in order, since we kind of went through the track list?
Yeah.
Okay, so final ranks for me, this is forever interchanging, and I'm just, like, thinking about the music of certain of them, and I'm like, but music and, okay, number 1... Matilda for me, number 2 is Satellite, number 3 is Daydreaming, 4 Late Night Talking, 5 Love of My Life, 6 Music for a Sushi Restaurant, 7 As It Was, 8 Cinema, 9 Keep Driving, 10 Daylight, 11 Grape Juice, 12 Boyfriends, 13 Little Freak.
Okay, so my last and final ranking was number 1 Daydreaming, number 2 Satellite, 3 Music for a Sushi Restaurant, 4 Late Night Talking, 5 Matilda, 6 Grape Juice, 7 Daylight, 8 As It Was, 9 Boyfriends, 10 Little Freak, 11 Cinema, 12 Keep Driving, and 13 Love of My Life.
I feel like that's a very controversial ranking.
Maybe. But I stick by it, so.
T. Okay. I love that for us.
Yeah.
Well...
This did not take nearly as long.
I know, I was expecting arguments to ensue. Well, did you write down last week we kind of teased that Katie and I had a large argument about Twilight.
I feel like that needs its own episode.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Then we have to watch all the movies before the episode.
Okay.
I had other talking points.
What is this? Okay, so this album overall, it reminded me of Troye Sivan's Blue Neighborhood. I don't know why, mm-hmm. I couldn't tell you, but it does. And it brought me back to my 9th grade, like, music taste. So thanks for that, Harry.
Yeah, I really liked it. I don't know.
It was overall pretty solid. I think it's a good summer album. I also have, like, another... Like, I have, like, a couple albums that I'm like, these are my summer albums, and this will be added to that.
Mm. Cool beans.
Is this just like a little
I don't know. We don't really plan anything else to talk about. I guess, what are you doing this upcoming week? Anything fun? Exciting?
Work. Next Monday's Memorial Day, right?
Today's the 23rd. Is the Memorial Day the 30th or the 31st?
30th.
Okay, then yeah.
Okay, so I may have that Monday off. So that's...
Exciting, exciting. Yeah.
I don't know what else. We can... discuss our weekend adventure.
My sparkling water. Oh my gosh, yes!
Yeah.
Weekend adventure! Yeah. Okay, well first I would like to say an embarrassing story that happened.
Okay, I'm here for it.
In the record store.
Oh, you're...
I just randomly brought up, like, sometimes I just, like, think things in my head and need to say them out loud to get the read of the room, and people were not perceiving it. There was maybe, like, out of Katie and I, there were maybe, like, 3 or 4 other customers in the record store, mm-hmm. and one of them was near us, and I was, like, speaking, and I said...
Turn your head towards the mic.
And I said, Katie, do you ever forget that Bob Saget is dead? And then, do you remember this?
Yeah.
So embarrassing. And then she was like, no, why? And I was like, well, that guy over there looks like Bob Saget, and he thought I was talking about him, but I was talking about a picture on the record, like the cover, the art. Mm-hmm. And like he gave me the dirtiest look, and I was like, I
hey,
felt
I would love to look like Bob Saget.
You would?
If I was a man. Well, maybe not.
I was gonna
say. Okay, but I would, you know, that's not the worst person to be like.
Mr. Saget is a little controversial.
That's true.
If I were a man. Anyways, that's from Bridgerton.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, we went to the record store, and then
I was in my element.
We were.
I got two records. The first being John Mayer's Search for Everything. Love that album. Really good. You should listen to it. I should create you a playlist of things you need to listen to. Mm-hmm. We can make each other playlists.
Mine would be things you've already heard.
Maybe not.
Certainly.
Well, we could try. And then the other album I got was Bookends by none other than Simon and Garfunkel. You're telling me you don't know who they are?
No.
Okay, that's sad.
And then, ladies and gentlemen, for the first time in, like, I don't want to be dramatic, but probably, like, at least 5 or, like, even 10 years, we went into Barnes & Noble.
Yeah, my happy place. I felt like a kid in a toy store, candy store walking in there.
And
I was like,
one of the employees was really vibing with us.
Yeah.
And she was, like, making, like, little side comments about all of our book choices. And I'm not a reader.
It was everything.
I'm not a reader at all. So I was having Katie, like...
Guess what we saw in the bookstore? Oh, listeners.
Oh, God.
Anna Todd's After. I think the lady should
have
bought it.
She wanted me to buy the last book. And I was like, I'm not going to read the last book unless I read the first three.
There's, like, 4. There's, like, 5. They were a lot.
Yeah, and they were thick.
They were very thick.
Thick.
Yeah.
They were large and in charge, baby. Like.
Very much so.
Some of those scenes have to be, like, 20 pages for that 100%. To be that thick. Like, babes, is that much really happening?
Seconds, so, I mean.
Fair enough.
I read about it.
And I did skip to the last page and spoiled it all for us, but it's obvious. Okay. It's fine. Okay, what books did you get at the bookstore?
I got the one that's on my nightstand right now.
A great title.
I can't see it.
The Cheat Sheet.
Yes. Don't read the back, please.
Okay.
yeah.
She already finished one of her books.
I did. Yeah. I'm a very fast reader, so.
Great. I spent $63.
Yeah, I'm too scared to look at my bank account. At Barnes & Noble.
I looked yesterday. It's fine, but it's like, I need to get gas today, and I drive a large SUV. She sits 8 people, and we're at less than a quarter of a tank right now, and I know that it's going to be over $100. Easily over $100 to fill my tank, and I don't know where to go. We can talk about that after.
Okay,
but, yeah. Like, I know it's going to be a lot of money, and, ugh. All my tutoring money that I've made this summer for the past, like, month is literally going to go into my gas. Like, I'm not making any profit. It's insane. But whatever. It's fine. I'm not mad about it. Anyways. What was the other book? Did you get any books of substance?
No, I did not.
Got it. That's fine. Books to escape reality are, like, I see the appeal.
Yeah.
And literally, I posted, like, a mini book haul on my private Snapchat story, and so many people slid up and were like, I love that book.
Which one? The Elle Kennedy book? Yes. I love Elle Kennedy.
Yes.
I'm telling you, the lady people love this book.
Everybody loves Elle Kennedy.
Yes.
What?
She's incredible.
Okay, there's, like, a large jet going over the house right now.
Sorry.
I'm not upset at you. I'm just announcing it so people don't think, like, something horrendous is happening. I read the first few pages, and, like, I'm really excited to read it. We'll see if I even read it, but whatever. You know, $63 worth of paper, it might just sit on my bookshelf. So, yeah. I got the David Goggins autobiography. If you don't know who he is, look it up.
Wow.
And I got Jodi Picoult's, like, her book, which is,
My Sister's Keeper. Yep.
My mom was like, oh, that's a movie.
It is a movie. The movie's not very good. I watched it.
Okay. Then I'm excited for the book, because my mom was like, the movie's so good.
The movie is probably really good if you have not read the book, because fair it's enough. Not very accurate towards the book, which kind of, like, obviously, as a reader, kind of aggravates me.
Yeah, fair enough.
But that's just me. Plus, Alec Baldwin is in that movie, and I don't know, he gives me the willies.
The willies?
Yeah, I don't know something about him.
Isn't he the one that shot that gun? Okay, T. Not T, sorry, R.I.P. That's really sad. Jesus Christ. The way I said that was so insensitive. Oh. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Anything else you want to talk about?
When are you going to read that L. Kennedy book?
You know what? I'll figure it out. Right now, I literally did a month's worth of laundry this weekend, and I'm so proud of myself. And now, even when I was in college at the dorms, I told myself, I was like, it's not going to build up, and I'll do it every week. And I never did. So, you know what? My goal this week is to just do it on Wednesday and get it over with. But nonetheless, ugh.
Fair enough.
And I must say, the menaces outside, the real criminals of the summer, are those freaking mosquitoes. I have
bugs everywhere.
Literally everywhere. Like, how did a mosquito get in my bra? Tell me that. It's, like, so gross.
I, like, could not fall asleep last night.
Me either.
I have bug bites all over my feet, which I think are the worst place to have bug bites.
Absolutely. So. Absolutely. I literally took a scalding shower so they could, like, burn. Like, I'm like, burn. Anyways.
Anyways.
Any hobbies you've been into recently? You're a hobbiful person. You have a plethora of hobbies.
Okay. I mean, I've been working on some songs. That's always right. Fun. Please continue. What
were
you
gonna
say?
I called Kitty last night. It was like,
oh, your spoken word.
Yes, I called Kitty last night and was like, can I read a poem to you? And she's like, sure. And I was like, it's not as depressing.
It was pretty depressing.
It was so depressing. Should I share with the listeners?
If you're so inclined to do so.
I am inclined. It's in my Google Drive. Ugh, I'm not gonna wait for it to download.
Okay. So what did I do this weekend?
I literally did.
I read.
Yeah.
Had a nice little vibe listening to Harry Styles' album and reading.
Right. Oh, I don't. I changed my mind. I don't want to do that. Not me talking to my phone. All right, babes. How much time has it been?
40 minutes.
We're just going to have to cut it short.
This is a short episode.
My final remarks are that Harry Styles deserves jail time. And I deserve reparations for Matilda. I did not, and I, as a person who did not have horrendous childhood trauma that was detected in that. Oh my
God! You talk.
I'm mixing up my P's and my T's. I just said detected in trauma. I did not experience any childhood trauma that was depicted in Matilda. Mm-hmm. There we go, babe. Oh my God, but it was still, like, so good.
Mm-hmm. It was very good.
We'll see.
Well, we'd love to know your ranking.
Right. Call us in.
Yeah.
Well, do you know that meme of that, YouTube account or YouTube channel where it's like, number 11, Disneyland has experienced 100 deaths at the park, where it's like, this, what channel is that?
I don't know.
It's just like this horrific voiceover with like horrendous and shocking information. Like,
I think they're trying to like goof on like Watch Mojo.
I don't think
it's ironic. Is it Watch Mojo? Because I don't think it's, like, literally it'll be like the 7 scariest serial killers and it's like number 4. Give me a serial killer.
Ted
Bundy.
There you go.
Slaughtered and ate 7 victims.
That's,
it's like
Ted Bundy, my guy.
I was making something up.
Okay.
But like it's insane. Wild It Out with Nick Cannon. It's insane. Mm-hmm. Gosh, sometimes I just have thoughts that I just need to say out loud and then they just leave. You know? I feel absolutely feral right now. What is happening? Ugh.
Yeah, well, I'd also like to note, I subjected my whole family to this album. They should not have given me control over the speaker outside because they were listening to, yeah.
I pulled up my spoken word. Dead air. Okay. This will ground me. What is that face?
I just think it's funny you're readjusting.
Okay. You know what? And I think this is relevant to the album, folks.
Yeah.
Is this an appropriate time to be saying the spoken word?
It'll be like a 360. But you know what?
You know what? What isn't a 360 in our lives? You know what?
Indeed.
We're going for it. Being vulnerable here today.
Much like
I'm ready to be brave yet vulnerable.
I wanna see you be brave.
Okay. There are more sides to me than one.
Oh my god, girl, no one can hear you. What are you saying? Do not get that close. Nobody wants to hear your gross mouth noises.
Okay. Trigger warning. Body image. Okay.
Ew. You can leave. The door.
There's the door, bitch. There's the door. Okay. My life is like a game of...
Lady?
What?
If you're gonna laugh for 30 seconds, it's gonna be enough for me, dog.
Right. In the words of Randy Jackson himself. Okay. I feel like this could spawn another conversation, so here we go. My Life is a Game of Cat and Mouse by Delaney Kearns.
Ooh, wait, there's a plane.
Oh, I was like, what's shaking the house? Whoa. Woo. Ooh, ooh. I'm trying to just absolutely unhinged this morning.
Yeah.
I think it's because I got up early. Okay.
I think you got up earlier than me this morning.
Probably.
Because
I'm productive. And I'm that girl. Just kidding.
Uh-huh.
Me, who wakes up at 10 a.m. every other day of my life. Got it. I got up at 7:30 this morning.
Well, it's early.
Money moves. Jesus. Okay. I'm being serious now. We're talking about a serious thing.
Oh, I thought you said serial killers. I was like, me too.
Right. Are you admitting to something? I just caught that. Okay. My life is a game of cat and mouse. When I am happy, there is an underlying feeling that I will never be happy again. For a bleak moment, for that very moment, I am relieved. I am relieved of my anxieties, my insecurities, and my flaws. Just for a second, I am free. Maybe I believe I do not deserve to be happy again. I am realizing I often sabotage my own joy. It is not possible for me to hate another person in this world as much as I hate myself. As I read this to you, in this very moment, I hate this out of my voice as it is trembling and annoyingly high-pitched. I hate the way my body looks as I cover my stomach to try and look smaller than I actually am. Without a mirror, I can tell you how my body looks from every angle. Disgusting. But most of all, what I hate most is how much I hate myself. Ironic, isn't it? A cycle of hatred, a cycle I do not know how to escape. I must admit, when women express how much they love themselves, I cannot help but believe they are lying to me. How could I ever love myself as much as I love my friends and family? Shout out, Katie. How could I ever look into a mirror and not want to shatter the glass containing my monstrous reflection? How could I ever...
view fitness as a coping mechanism versus a way to lose weight. My life is a game of cat and mouse. When I am happy, I know I am in the same body I once hated moments before. When I am happy, I know I am a good person. But when I am happy, I know I will hate myself again tomorrow. And the cycle continues. So that's my spoken word. So that's my spoken word. Anyways, there's, like, I know we were talking about this. Like, there's moments where I literally just had a conversation with somebody yesterday where they posted on their Snapchat story, and they're like, I've never been happier than I am in this moment. And I was like, oh. And I messaged them, and I was like, I'm so happy for you. Like, I'm glad you're feeling better. Da-da-da-da. And they were like, but I still feel this, like, feeling of, like, anxiety of that. Or just, like, I'm worried that I can never feel this way again. And it just, like, that, like, conversation just, like, sparked that entire piece. And I don't know why it led into, like, body image, but I don't know. I'm just, like, always so constantly aware. I don't know. Just sparks of creativity are so, like, it's so interesting when it happens. Because sometimes I'm, like, I want to write something, but I literally can't think of anything and it's trash garbage. So. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I was folding my laundry and my mom's, like, why isn't any of this folded? And I was, like, oh, maybe I just wrote a spoken word for an hour. Who knows?
If you get that, it's right under there.
What? Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, I have this in me. Like, I have, like, a... I just get these inspirations, and a lot of them are actually in my notes of, like, lyrics.
I'll, yeah, that's... There, I wrote it, like, in my notes, yeah.
I'm like, oh, wait, that's a good lyric.
Yeah, I have, and, like...
nothing ever comes of it, but, like, I'm like, oh, that would make a good lyric. So...
Yeah, like, nothing... I have some lines for poems that I have, where it's just, like, they're just, like, miscellaneous notes.
Yeah.
Like, none of us are getting out of here alive, so why must I care so damn much? How can I be deliriously happy one day and the next use my pillow as a crutch for my tears, emotional exhaustion, naps to escape my reality? Yet sometimes it's beautiful living through the duality of joy and depression, da-da-da-da. But, like, now I don't know where to go with that. Oh, this one. The other day I was down bad listening to Love of My Life. I was like,
I don't remember writing this, but this is kind of a good lyric.
Can we say it or no? Or am I just reading? I hope you take care of your heart before you lend it to me. Oh, I love that, Katie.
I have no idea when I read that. That's cute, though. That would make a good song.
Yeah. Mine are so depressing compared to yours.
Well, I'm not showing you the depressing
ones. Oh, I guess, right. I personally, like, I don't know, but I just, like, don't have a problem, like, being outward and, like, not that I'm saying it's an issue that you do have a problem, like, you're, like, uncomfortable sharing, but I'm a private person, but I'm also, like, private about certain things. Like, I'll be, like, completely honest and tell people how I'm feeling and whatever. So, like, me reading these things is not, like, a feat to me, but to other people it might be. Which doesn't make me any better, but I just...
one line that,
maybe,
like,
that's a problem that I have.
Nothing ever came of it, but I was like, that's, like, good. Let me see if I can find it. Oh. Where is it? When did I write this song? It was during the December months, so...
Right, yeah.
You know.
There are certain phases, like, that we know of for each other in our friendship where it was like, oof, we were down bad.
Yeah. Ooh, I really like this one. And I have to remind myself that it's just the weather.
Like, oh my god! Right? Oh, that's a good tattoo, too. I love that.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's so good.
Wow.
Ugh. I love that. If I subconsciously steal that later for a poem, slap me in the face. Because that is so good. One of... this, like, doesn't make any sense, like, rhythmically or writing diction syntax-wise. Words. Okay. Here I am, nearly 19, and I've never been in love. Is my lack of relationship experience pathetic or poetic? Pathetic.
Ooh.
Right?
Okay.
I was like...
Snaps for that.
And then I said, pathetic, I agree. I've only ever been on 3 dates. The first felt like a friend, and the last 2 I can't talk about. A man has never told me I am beautiful unless they're behind a screen with an unclear motive.
Ooh, I like that. That's really good. That would make a good... would make a good song.
I know. I just, like... I'm not musically talented, but I can... I like writing when the inspiration strikes, but if I'm, like, forced to do something, it's not something I'm interested in.
Yeah.
Do you have any favorite, like, lyrics that's, you, like, is a mantra for you, or?
I have, yes, yeah. One of them is from a song called Only Living Boy in New York. And it's just something I love, because every time I hear it, it just kind of makes me smile. That is uh-huh. by Simon and Garfunkel. It's, this lyric right here. I've got nothing to do today but smile. And it's just like...
I love that.
Yeah, it's a really good... And then, Let Your Honesty Shine. I was like, oh, that's so good. Well, a lot of my favorite lyrics, do come from Simon and Garfunkel, TBH. I just really like the way Paul Simon writes. I think his storytelling and, like, how he uses, like, lyrics as a vessel for storytelling are, like, really good. One of my all-time favorite songs, like, ever is America by Simon and Garfunkel. And it's kind of just, like, the essence of mundaneness and kind of, like, how life is mm-hmm. can be, like, mundane and we're all searching for something to make it not so bleak, yet, like, we're all stuck.
Yeah.
And, I really love this song, the lyric, I'm empty and aching and I don't know why. Counting the cars on the New Jersey Turnpike.
Oh my
they've
God.
They've all come to look for America.
So good.
Yeah. I love that song a lot, so.
I love, that. Like, ugh.
I have a lot of lyrics that I'm like, yes.
It's like, what the hell is the purpose of us being on this big floating rock? And then you hear stuff like that, and you're like, that's why. Like, just, like, to connect with people and feel, like, unalone, like, not alone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I like stuff like that, but I also, like, I mean, maybe it's because, like, I've never been in love, but I also, like, long for that feeling, and I love, like, people who write who have been in love and have experienced heartbreak and, like, they write about it and it's, like, it's almost, like, feeling it, or, like, they, like, put the feeling into words and it's just so interesting to me.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite spoken words is, like, When a Boy Tells You He Loves You by Edwin Bodney. Have I showed you that?
Yeah, I saw that one.
Oh, that listen to it. It's incredible.
Yeah.
There's a line in it that I love.
Do you have, like, favorite lyrics from, like, songs, or are you just, like, not?
No, I do. Like, in Ben Platt's song Grow As We Go, he says, I'm unfinished, I have so much left to learn. I love that one.
I have a playlist of, like, these are my all-time favorite songs, and it's very unwavering. But I think a lot of my favorite lyrics do come from that. Yeah, I love the lyric. I actually put this in my altar book. Mama Cass's song, Make Your Own Kind of Music, and I think that's just, like, a great thing to live by. Like, you gotta make your own kind of music. Sing your own special song.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, but...
When you said that lyric about smiling, I know you don't like it, but, like, there's a line in Hamilton where it's, like, talk less, smile more.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, they kind of, like, trash on it in the show, but yeah. I love that. That was my senior quote. What was your senior quote?
I didn't get it on time.
Got it. That's okay.
Yeah.
When a boy tells you he loves you only to become silent like a folded sheet of tissue paper, not wanting you to decrease him into the truth. That's crazy. Can you
some people, like, I so don't talented understand how you can think of something like that.
I was just gonna say, how can you be that talented? I can't.
Yeah, there's like that's incredible. That's why I love music so much. Like, I feel like I connect so much with, like, a lot of these, how people are able to depict their emotions in such a way that's, like, not just, like, I feel sad.
No, I know.
Like, yeah.
Like, I feel proud of poems and, like, things I've written, but, like, that is insane. Like,
and, like, being able to use imagery and stuff. Yeah.
Like, do not crack your face into the fullest crescent moon of the tapered bottom of a blackened sky. He never meant a single word of any of it. He is just a boy, remember. He is just another silly, sad boy. How can you ever be that talented? I don't get it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty incredible.
Oh, it's amazing. There's a line in here, another one that I really love, but it's a very long poem, so I really suggest listening to it, or, like, Googling a reading of it. And, like, the art of, like, other people reading other people's spoken words is, like, so fascinating to me.
I also am just, like, one for, like, if you're able to, like, rhyme words in a certain way in a song, and I'm like, oh, that was a good rhyme.
No, I know.
Like, one of my favorite artists, Briston Maroney, he has a song called It's Still Cool If You Don't, like, kind of like I want to know what you think about me, but, like, if you don't feel the same way, like, it's still cool. And one of the lyrics is, not even sure what I really called you for. Maybe I was feeling more. Maybe I was feeling listless and bored. And I was like, that's such a good lyric.
I can't. I can't. So good. Okay, I found it. When a boy tells you he loves you, you will hear music. The voice of your past lovers dancing up your throat, your stomach in after-hours cabaret, still waiting on the last call. That was when you learned that when a boy says, I love you, he means I am getting ready to be inconsistent with you now.
Ooh.
Crazy.
Yeah.
It's also, like, you can, like, feel the pain that they were feeling in that moment.
Yeah. Oh. Wow. I feel like we could do a whole episode.
We could.
Like,
it's just us snapping and going, yeah. But it, like, this is the course of Kitty's and I's conversation, like, stupid buffoonery, and then just,
like, deep.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Crazy girl.
All right, pipes. I think that's the end.
This was a good listen. Hope you enjoy.
A little rough in the middle there, but
we got there.
We made it out in the end.
No one gets out alive. You listen to it?
No, I just know what you're singing.
Okay. All right. See y'all.
Bye.